We can only give you the tools and honestly, the encouragement to cut through the smoke that you're going to read everywhere else on a lot of YouTube and a lot on Twitter where it's like, just do this or I've been trading for 3 months and I'm already super successful. No, it's a lie. Get ready for the long haul. We're here to encourage you, help you through this. We're here to help you troubleshoot. Feel free to contact us. We're happy to bounce ideas off with you. That's what we do.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. We hear it all the time from people. I've been losing for years, but I have no idea why. Well, you're not alone. In fact, 99% of people are right there with you. So today, we're going to dive into how you can troubleshoot your trading to find out why you're losing, and then give you some potential ideas about how to fix those issues. Jordan, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for the intro, Levi. This is something that I've really been wanting to do for a little while, because as we've gotten more involved in trading, we, of course, come in contact with people who've listened to the podcast or, contact us on Twitter saying, hey, guys, really appreciate what you're sharing. I've been losing for years. What you've shared has been really helpful. And that's been really encouraging for us to hear. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we're doing this. But then second of all, we have people comes like, man, I've been trading for years. I'm still losing. I've listened to your podcast, but I still can't figure out why I'm losing. Can you help? And that's what I really wanted to go through today, because honestly, I mean, Levi and I still do this on a regular basis, right? Levi has a bad losing streak or I have a bad losing streak. And we go to the other one, hey, dude, I've been losing like 2 weeks in a row. I don't know what's going on. Is it just the market? Am I doing something different? And that's what I want to discuss today, to help you be able to troubleshoot yourself. Not all of us can have another trader that we can bounce ideas off of, although we are available. So, drop us an email, give us a DM. If you want us to take a look at your journal or, answer a few questions you have, we're here to support you. As I said, we had some great mentors giving back to us over our trading career. You heard from one of them, John, here on the podcast a few episodes ago. And so we'd love to help. Feel free to contact us and we'd help to, drop you some ideas. But our goal is to make you self-sufficient. So essentially teach a man to fish and you feed the village, right? So what we're going to do today is go over troubleshooting. So before we get into that, I do want to mention that if you're not journaling yet, this episode is not for you. Stop the episode, go open up a Google Doc, a Google Slides, an Excel spreadsheet, anything, doesn't really matter. Open up something and dedicate yourself to journaling from this day forward. Because if you're not journaling, I'm sorry, we won't be able to help you. So journaling is going to be the number one thing that is going to help you improve your trading as you move forward. It's going to help you identify everything else that we're going to talk about on this episode. And so get your journal. Again, it doesn't have to be fancy. All my journal is it's a Google slide. I just drop a screenshot of my trading for the day in that Google slide. And then I drop some notes in it about why I took the trade, how I felt, what I could improve. And that's it. That's all you need to do. But you need to be able to go back and look at every single trade you've taken and your thoughts and everything else about that trade and why you went into it, et cetera. So that could be step one in troubleshooting. Make sure you're journaling. But then let's get into the nitty gritty. The first thing to look at is your win ratio and your RR. And the reason for this is because essentially these two things are the only indicators of what's actually going to make whether you're a profitable trader or not. And I say that slightly loosely, but mathematically speaking, that's all that matters, right? So all you have to do is you take your win ratio and your risk to reward, and those two things will decide whether you are making money or whether you're losing money. So let's look at your win ratio first. What is your win ratio? Well, it doesn't need to be 90%. And honestly, as Levi and I have discussed before, any trader that tells you they have a win ratio of 90%, I'm going to call bull on that. I don't believe it exists. So yeah. Maybe it does. But let me ask you this. If you could correctly call the market movements of the market 90% of the time, you would be a billionaire. So anyone
quickly. Not like
exactly.
A billionaire over 20 years. It's no. A billionaire within a year, or you're a moron, right?
Like, exactly.
If you can call the market 90% of the time, that's just so
mathematically speaking, anyone who tells you they have a 90% win ratio, they're lying, or they are a billionaire. And then why? Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. So just don't believe it. Okay. So number one, your win ratio. Now, what should your win ratio be? It can be individual for each person, right? So for instance, my win ratio over the past, let's say 4 months, my win ratio, 48%. That is a coin toss. And I could improve that. It's 48% because honestly, I go back and I look at my journal. I've taken some bad trades. I've traded during consolidation. I was an absolute moron and traded during Thanksgiving. I'm an insufferable trader, right? I can't help myself not to trade. And so I thought it was a good idea to trade on Thanksgiving when there was absolutely no market volume in the market. I paid dearly. But that aside, your win ratio doesn't need to be great. But let's say you have a win ratio 50% of the time, you flip a coin. Okay. Now we compare that with your risk to reward. If your risk to reward is more than 1-to-1 and your win ratio is 50%, guess what? You're making money.
Yep.
So for me, my win ratio this last 4 months total was 48%, but my risk to reward was 1.7. So over the last 4 months, I've actually made a decent amount of money, even though my win ratio wasn't great. Now I can improve that win ratio. I can improve that RR, but those are the things that we're looking at when we're coaching people to decide to help us identify issues. The big thing to me usually is risk toward and how it combines with that. So if let's say your win ratio is 50% of the time, but you're losing money, it means you have a negative risk to reward. And then we need to figure out why. Are you setting your take profit too low? Are you setting your take profit, but then closing your trades early? Are you getting afraid and moving your stop loss prematurely so that price is coming back down, stopping you out, maybe stopping you out at, you know, 1R, or maybe it's coming down and stopping you out, not at break even, but slightly below break even, whatever it is. We need to start looking at that.
Can I jump in real quick before, we move on from risk to reward? I want to just note something that we see a lot, which is negative risk to reward. So, I mean, in other words, less than one. And because this is super common. if they're a beginner trader, you'll see this a lot. Because people... your risk reward can be whatever, you know, some people like really high ones and some people like going like 1-to-1. But if your losses are consistently bigger than your wins, like you won, but you made less than when you lose, then you're doing something wrong. And the reason it typically is because as a losing trader, losing traders tend to take profits off the table whenever they get them, because they're afraid, right? They're always losing, and then the price kind of goes in their direction. And so they take the money off the table real quick, right? Because they're afraid of losing what they have already made. And so what they'll end up with, and we see this a lot, and you see this in when you've been on these coaching calls sometimes, which is that when they'll set their loss to like, you know, a percent, right? They risk a percent. But then, so whenever they lose, they always lose a percent. But then when they're up 0.5%, they'll take the money off the table. Well, that's unsustainable. Yep. It's just
and
unsustainable.
Data actually, right? So data actually shows that because they did so in Europe, they actually have to, the brokers have to show there's the statistics for their traders. And it actually turns out that 75% of traders on brokers in Europe are actually have a risk to reward, a win ratio higher than 50%, but they have a negative RR. So this is backed up by actual data.
So I encourage people as far as the win ratio and R to R, work on your R to R first. And then as you work on your skills, your win ratio will pick up. You should be working on your win ratio will start. You'll start winning more trades, in other words. So if you've decided you're a 1-to-1 trader or a 1-to-2 trader, stick with it. In other words, you don't take profit off until it hits your take profit. You don't take profit off until it gets to your profit level, until it gets to 2R, whatever. Like whatever you've decided is your strategy, stick with that, because it's when people start taking profits off the table early, consistently, and start extending their losses, that's where really bad habits are formed. And so, yeah, they'll have, you know, oh, great, fantastic. You got a positive win ratio, right? You got a 60% win ratio, but you always lose twice as much as you win, right?
So yeah, fully agree.
My message on that is stick with your, fix your R2R and make sure you're not taking profits off the table, because that's kind of what builds the good consistency, what builds the discipline, what builds the, you know, not getting afraid. And then you can work on your win ratio as you get better as a trader.
That's absolutely brilliant, Levi. I totally agree with you. And as a note to beginners, I also want to encourage them, don't aim. Again, this is a misnomer you see online where everyone says, I always go for a 1 to 10 RR, right? So when I risk 1%, I go for 10%. I only need to be right 10% of the time. It all is marketing hype. Again, there probably are strategies that can do that. But for beginners, and I think Levi, you would agree with me, aim for probably 1.5 to 2. Anything more than that, and you're endangering yourself into getting to sloppy trading and hopeful trading instead of being purposeful with your trading. So don't listen to the hype. We're telling you, yeah, it's hype. Don't go for these 1 to 10 trades. Just stick to your plan, stick to common sense, and stick to aiming for something reasonable. We're looking to take little nibbles out of the market,
yeah,
not gargantuan bites.
Another reason you shouldn't do that is just because you don't want to give too much room for bad luck, because it's possible to be unlucky, right? So you, Jordan, win 50% of your trades. Well, there's a 1 in 1,000 chance you'll lose 10 trades in a row. If you only win 50% of your trades, if it's a coin flip, there's a 1,000 chance you will lose 10 trades in a row. Well, if you only win, you know, if you're doing 1 to 10, now you're only winning, you know, let's say you're winning even 20%. Now the chances are vastly increased that you're going to blow your account just by being unlucky, right? Because you can never predict the market. And so it's much easier to string a bunch of losses together and blow your account if you're waiting for these 1 to 10 huge moves and meanwhile taking a bunch of losses in the middle until you kind of break even on your big wins. The math kind of doesn't really change all that much. So don't buy the hype. The math is pretty similar. Don't give a bunch of reasons to blow your account early.
Yeah, perfect. My other big thing is, reason why you might be failing at your trading right now is you're trading during the wrong type of environment for your strategy. I came across this definitely over, as I was talking about, during the holidays, right? So if you're used to trading a breakout and retest strategy like I do, if the market is just consolidating and just whipsawing back and forth, your strategy isn't going to work, right? So it may be that it's not that you have a bad strategy. It may be that the market is not currently in the right, not in the right type of environment for you to be trading. So when you're trading, that's why you have a journal. You can go back and you can look, okay, what was the market doing? What was the market doing when I'm winning these trades? What is the market doing when I'm losing these trades? So looking at how the market's moving is going to be very important. Maybe you're just trading at the wrong market conditions or at the wrong time. For instance, if you trade a break and retest strategy, but you're trading that during the Asian session, you're probably not going to have any break or retesting because it's usually consolidating. Again, not always, and maybe for some people it works, but in general, that's not going to work very well for you during the Asian session. And so looking at the market conditions, not only for various times of the day, but also just various months, you know, we had a crazy volatile market that just went bullish like crazy in November for the indices, and it went between flying up and consolidating. So learning to identify what type of market you're good at trading and what type you're not is going to be very helpful for you in learning to avoid those times when you could be trading and just, you know, losing because you're whipsawing. I mean, I remember a time last year I tried trading a breakout and I was trying to trade GJ, and I just broke my rules and I ended up losing like 5% in one day because I was just trading chop. And I went back and looked at those trades and I was like, oh my word, why was I trying to trade this? Like, it's just whipsawing back and forth and I'm acting like it's going to go somewhere. I should have been able to identify this right away. Of course, as we discussed earlier, your brain can trick you into thinking things, and that's what my brain did. So yeah, all to say, check your environment and decide what environment works for you and then stick to that.
And that's a big skill to learn, by the way. Like, it takes time.
Yeah. That's not something that just will happen.
Yeah, because like we talked about last week, hindsight it's really easy to look back and go, oh man, why did I take that? It's really hard to be able to, it's a skill that you have to develop of looking into your journal and going, you know what, like, this is a time that's not good for me. This type of market condition isn't good for me. And it's a real skill to be able to see that in the moment, because it's really easy to go back and go, well, that was a trending day. I should have traded on the trending day, or that was a consolidation day. I shouldn't have traded. It's really hard in the moment to go, oh, you know what? I think it's consolidating right now. I think it's just going to be bouncing around all day back and forth. And, you know, this is probably isn't good for my strategy. I'm going to hold out. It's a real skill that you're going to have to learn. You will have to learn it. Trust me. Because like John said a couple of weeks back, the best defense is the best offense. Like when it comes to, and defense wins championships is a pretty common sayings, at least in US sports. Playing defense with your funds, right? And knowing when not to get in. Yeah. Knowing when not to get in is a massive, massive skill that you're going to need to learn. So that's a huge one in troubleshooting, checking your times, checking the market conditions. Hey, you know, when I was winning, this is what the market was doing. When I was losing, this is what the market was doing. And are there lessons you can pull out of that? It's a big question.
Yeah. Yep. And finally, what's your mindset? Check your mindset. So this one, not as easy to identify. You can't look in your journal really and see your mindset, although you can journal your thoughts and your feelings. But take a step back and take a deep look into, why are you trading? What's your goals? What's your view on it? What are you trying to accomplish? Because let's be honest, if you just lost your job and you're trying to trade, we've discussed this just recently on one of our podcasts. If you just lost your job and you're getting into trading because you need to make money to feed your family, don't do it. You're never going to be successful. It's too stressful. It's not the right time. You're not giving yourself the right environment to learn. Are you doing it because, you know, you're looking for a long-term supplemental income in the future? Okay, let's look at that. Are you doing it because you feel, you know, are you doing it but you have familial pressure that you shouldn't be doing, right? Like maybe you don't have a supportive family that doesn't want you spending 2 hours a day in front of the computer doing it, right? Like, look at all of the things that is going on in your life and really find out, what is your mindset doing this? Because again, if you have these external pressures on you, it's going to be very hard, I would say nigh impossible, not impossible, but nearly impossible for you to succeed at trading, because you're not setting yourself up. This is a long-term business endeavor. You don't become a doctor after 1 year of school. You don't become a excellent craftsman or an excellent plumber or an excellent piano player after 1 year. It takes years and years. And as Levi said, some of these things, like identifying the way the market is trending, that only comes, but you can't learn that anywhere. It only comes by viewing the markets, trading the markets, and learning. So look at your mindset.
We can't teach you that. Like, it's impossible to teach you that.
Yeah, we can only give you the tools and honestly the encouragement to, again, cut through the smoke that you're going to read everywhere else on a lot of YouTube and a lot on Twitter, where it's like, just do this, or I've been trading for 3 months and I'm already super successful. No, we're telling you, it doesn't exist. It's a lie. People are trying to sell you things. Get ready for the long haul. We're here to encourage you. We're here to help you through this. We're here to help you troubleshoot. Feel free to contact us. We're happy to bounce ideas off with you. That's what we do. And we'd love to see you succeed. And we want to set you up for success, which means helping you put in the long-term skills that are going to make you a successful trader down the road.